Hi everyone, welcome to the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. My name is Lydia Hahn. I am a pre-professional dancer and follower of Christ, soon to emerge from Toronto Metropolitan University. Throughout this podcast, I'll be talking about the Christian faith from a creative point of view and the experiences of emerging artists at the beginning of their careers. Welcome to season one. Hello, welcome to another episode of Christian Emerging Creatives. My name is Lydia Hahn. I am your host. And this podcast, I am and I will be continuing to talk with other guests who have been in the creatives and the arts and are Christian as well. So we'll be talking about the Christian faith from a creative point of view and the experiences of us as we begin our creative careers. Today, I'm with one of my friends, Bethany.
Hey.
Bethany, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, I'm Bethany. I'm in fourth year illustration at Sheridan College. I've been studying art for quite a while, like throughout high school too. Yeah, excited to be on the pod. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Wait, that's new. I haven't heard of someone say on the pod. I like that. So Bethany, you're in illustration and you said that you've been in the arts for a while. So do you mind sharing how you grew your passion for your visual art?
I think I've just always been drawing. It's just been a passion of mine throughout school and just life in general. And then, like, elementary, moving to high school, I was like, oh, there are art schools out there. And then I wanted to go to Unionville in Markham, but then I didn't live in, like, the time. In the right neighborhood.
Yes.
So I ended up going to Earl Haig, where I met our very own Lydia Hahn.
Whoa!
What? yeah. Like, we met there. Like, we're in the arts program together. You were in dance. I was in
visual. Oh, imagine if you were in the dance program and I was in the visual arts program.
I would never survive there.
I don't think I would survive.
Could not do the flips and tricks Lydia can do.
I can't draw like Bethany.
Yeah. So, we met there. We were, like, in the arts program at Earl Haig. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I think it was so formative to my art. And then I went to university for illustration. I always knew I wanted to do ministry, but I knew I, like, was going to keep art or illustration as, like, a side thing.
Mm.
So, yeah.
What did you like about art growing up? And do you like more, like, painting or sketching?
Painting, sketching? I don't know. I didn't start digital arts until, like, grade 8 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my setup was crazy. I had, like, a mini Wacom tablet, and I was like on Sketchbook on the computer. I don't know if you know it, but like,
I don't know,
it's like very basic. I think I started off with my finger on my laptop. So that was like so weird. That was like my start of digital.
Whoa.
But I love drawing, painting, acrylic, watercolor. But I think mostly nowadays I'm more digital,
mm-hmm.
just because it's more convenient and yeah, can bring it everywhere.
Have you ever sculpted?
I did. I did have a sculpting phase. I had like a little charms phase, aww, making little food.
Aww.
I don't know if it was that good, but yeah.
Interesting. So in illustration, in the program that you've been for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
what is something you like about it and dislike about it?
I think illustration specifically, because there are different fields. Like there's like fine arts or animation or illustration. Those like the kind of main ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like how self-explorational illustration is, where like animation you might have to join a studio and like conform. I feel like if you enter the industry there is like an amount of conforming that you have to do, but at least right now while I'm in school I can create whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. Do you think when you're graduated out of illustration you'll continue doing art?
Definitely all the time on the side. It's just so calming. Sometimes I get so passionate I'm just like I just want to draw all the time.
Mm.
Or I just want to spend all my time doing illustration, because I think it's also formed into something that, like, I'm not just creating something. I feel like it's a, like, I get to express how I feel about things or in the way I love people. Yeah.
So do you see it also as a little bit like therapy?
Yeah, definitely. Because sometimes art is, like, sometimes art has meaning, but I also really love creating art that has absolutely no meaning, and I'm just creating to create. A little bit more abstract. Or just to create, just to practice. Just to feel.
Just as a practice.
Yeah, or just to feel calmer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Now we're going to segue over, I guess, into ministry and your faith. So tell me about how you got into Christianity and how you were brought into this religion.
So I grew up in a Christian home, but I don't think that growing up as a Christian or having my family as a Christian defined, like, my own faith, or the reason why I came to faith. I think, like, solely the reason why I'm a Christian is because of everything of who Jesus is and what he's done for us, and in the way God loves us. But I did learn through Bible studies and, like, Sunday school. So that's how I kind of grew up. And then I think I solidified my faith around, like, 15, 16. I got baptized when I was 16. But I knew I was a Christian, like, way before that. Like, I've always had a dream since I was a kid to be a missionary. And I don't think that came because of my family or my origin. Like, I definitely think it was a very specific calling. Like, people keep asking me these days, because now I'm exploring ministry, they're like, are you interested in ministry or being a pastor just because your mom was a pastor or just because my grandpa was a pastor? Or, like, there are people around me who are in ministry. Am I following their footsteps just because I was born into it? And I definitely think not. Yeah, I think, like, the calling originated from something totally different.
Growing up, did you ever feel like there were expectations of you being in a family that has so many pastors, or, like, in a pastoral family?
Like, yes and no. I definitely didn't feel pressured to, like, choose a certain path in my career just because of my family. But I feel like there are expectations for a PK or an MK, pastor's kid or ministry kid. Like, there's expectations for me to be a good kid. And that's why I think so many, like, there's that stereotype that all PKs are kind of wild. But...
Yeah.
Two PKs right here.
Yeah. That's kind of wild to think about. I actually didn't... I didn't really think about the stereotypes of PKs until...
Until someone said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was a thing.
Or that there even was a thing.
Yeah. Okay. That kind of stereotype. I was just like, this is me as a PK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just still a normal Asian Christian girl.
Yeah. So maybe in that way, in some other scenarios with other people, they definitely do, like, their parents being pastors definitely do affect them as people exploring their faith.
Mm-hmm. Now that you have gone through university and high school, how do you think your faith has grown throughout these past 8 years, and why have you continued to believe in God?
In relation to art?
Just on its own first, yeah.
Just in general. So much. I think, because I think, like, the teenager years are so formative to who a person is. So self-explorational. And I think, like, during high school, even the beginning of university, I was still in, like, the very angsty teenager phase. But I feel like the most constant thing throughout my life was God. Nothing around the way that he treated me was different. Like, I might have treated God differently in the way that I saw the world or viewed other people or experienced life. But like, no matter what happened in any scenario, whether I was in school or working or just like building relationships with other people, God was constant. And just throughout the years, I've just been learning so much more about who he is and like the gravity of my relationship with him.
Whoa, the gravity of your relationship with him. Could you explain a little bit more about that?
I think like if I say to a non-Christian or just anybody around me that I'm a Christian, that has so many different connotations, so many different ways that people can perceive that, mm-hmm. whether right or wrong. And I think the more that I learn about Christ, the more I'm grateful to have such a deep friendship with him, and like constantly be conversing with him, hearing from him, seeing him in other like ways, in action and in other people.
Have there been any doubts or struggles you've had over the couple of years that you've been wrestling with God?
100%. There's always doubts, but I think that's from the flesh. That's not because of who God is, that he causes me to doubt in his actions, but it's because of who I am. Mm-hmm. Like on this earth, I can think whatever, but that doesn't make God change. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Man, thank you for sharing a little bit about that. Now we're going to head into faith and art intersecting. Do you think your art and your faith have been completely separate or more complementary of each other?
Recently, they've intersected a lot more, which is kind of interesting. So I'm kind of right in the thick of that, where I'm trying to figure out how to merge the two. I've hit a brick wall with my thesis. So basically one of my thesis projects is I'm making a children's book based off Acts 2:42-47, the passage about the fellowship of the believers. And it's just a children's book that where like a group of kids engage in Christian community and like live that out, but like interpreted through childlike relationships. So that's been so like interesting for me to understand how my art visually communicates the love of God in relationship. So that's how it's been kind of intersecting recently. But before that, a little bit, but not as clearly as it is right now.
So for you, since you've been seeing art and faith intersect a little bit more, like whenever you go through a creative process, such as your thesis or anything else, like what is your creative process like? How do you find inspiration to draw, to paint, especially in a context of maybe when you're trying to implicate your faith into it?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's such a relevant question to my life right now, because I'm currently procrastinating that thesis because I've hit a brick wall of how to do that exactly. Creative process wise, I think more recently in my bigger projects, I've really found that I love illustrating about love in whatever form that may be, like relational. But I think when I was reaching this term, I was like, I want to do it again. I want to write about love, but I want to write it about like my greatest love. And so I took the passage and I broke it down and I like started taking notes about how I wanted to visualize each sentence, how I wanted it to be interpreted through children. Like, for example, spoiler, I'll just give like one of the pages is they gather together daily in the temple courts.
Yes.
And so that scene is like a spread about the kids are like coming, they're like paddling up on a lily pad. Sometimes I play with size.
Oh, on so a lily like, pad.
They're like, yeah, they're like kind of tiny and they're like so paddling on a lily pad towards a playground, mm-hmm. as if like the playground's like on a raft, as if the playground is like a temple, mm-hmm. Where they like gather and they just engage in worship and having fun together.
Mm.
So that was one of the pages that I enjoyed interpreting. But I think even further than that, one thing I'm really struggling with right now is that it just looks like a children's illustration book. Like, it just looks like a book, and that doesn't seem enough. Because I feel like God's love is so, like, deeply spiritual that it can't just be represented in action. There's something like, okay, magical isn't the right word, but like that kind of vibe where like it's so, there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having trouble illustrating that.
Mm.
Like, because sometimes I like illustrate nonverbal emotions or thoughts, so like sparkles or like colors, flashes of color.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't seem enough because God's love is so deep and magical to me that I'm having trouble putting that into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like the love that you feel is probably different than how you felt it as a kid as well, right? Mm.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah. So I think that could also be like a...
In what way?
Like, I think when you're growing up as a kid and you know that, like, God loves you and you see the goodness and the kindness for the first time, like, you as a person aren't fully developed yet in your
mm-hmm.
in your flesh mm-hmm. and in your faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, like, understanding love subconsciously and nonverbally?
Kind of, but I think it's more simple.
That's so good.
Yeah. As a kid.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now that we are grown up,
mm-hmm.
like, we have more experience and we're able to unlock a new level of faith mm-hmm. because we are more emotional.
Oh, just like cognitively smart.
Yeah, we're just cognitively smart.
Oh, wait, that's so good.
Yeah, right? Like, the reason why our faith is growing is because we have to start simple, right? And
mm-hmm.
like, I think now you like feel deeply what mm-hmm. God's love is because you've had more.
Yeah, like I'm really struggling with, because I think like subconsciously or like I've just understood God's love,
uh-huh.
but like putting it out into words or putting it out in images,
right,
is so hard to do when I've never.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. Because the feeling that we feel can't always be replicated by an output of art, which I think also for me as a dancer.
Oh, that's so good. What the?
I think as a dancer, like, it's hard for me. If I were to, like, if I use the same prompt, if you gave me the same prompt of, like, the Acts passage, like, it would be difficult for me. I would imagine it'd be super difficult for me to also, like, put the image of God's love or the feeling of God's love, like, deeply rooted in my dancing sometimes. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, like, is this raw? Is this authentic?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I would overthink it a lot mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. And so this past weekend, actually, like, for context, Lady and I were away this weekend for a retreat. And the entire weekend we were engaging in Christian community, like exactly what Acts 2 was like saying. And I feel like I stopped a couple times and I was trying to just take it in so that I could remember what it feels like to not just like be around friends, but to be around friends with God's presence. Or like in worship, in community. Like, I was trying to stop and pay attention to that so that I could visually interpret it better for my book. Yeah.
I think that's the struggle I feel like sometimes with art or trying to symbolize an aspect of spirituality into like a physical
mm-hmm. or visual
creation
yeah,
Because sometimes it's just indescribable.
Mm.
But then also...
Indescribable.
Uncontainable. So I feel like, yeah, I guess with your children's book, like, it may not come out the way you fully want it to, but mm-hmm. then, like, other people would probably interpret it in different mm-hmm. ways as well. Or, like, not in different ways, but, like, they would feel something mm-hmm. a little different.
Yeah. So I'm a little worried, but I think no matter what happens, it'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Cool. I guess another question I have is, since we kind of talked about, like, struggle of, like, creative process, I wanted to ask about, like, have you had any struggles with missional living as you are pursuing your art? I guess another like follow-up question I have is that, like, have you faced persecution in your faith from other artists or for your art that reflects Christ, maybe, or I don't know?
I think in the bigger picture, not at all, basically. Which is really great. Like, I think we live in such a privileged society that, like, everyone can have their different beliefs, which is a pro and a con, where they don't agree with me, but they'll respect me. But I'm not the majority belief.
Yes.
So, in the same way that they expect me to respect their beliefs, they have to do the same for me. But I do feel like there are a lot of differences in the people that I engage with in Christian community versus the people in, like, my program or just the people in my industry in general, where like the majority belief is very pro LGBTQ,
yes,
very like very woke. And I think in artists it's more prevalent because we're so self-explorational. There's, like, the sky's the limit. You can explore whatever you want to explore visually. And then I think that also translates to identity, where people place their identity in, like, a billion different things. And then that's shown in their art.
Mm.
Which I guess is the same for me, where my identity isn't God, and then it translates to the way I create art about Him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say I face persecution.
Okay.
But, like, when I do share my faith, there is some, like, disagreement, which is very expected.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you feel like Christian artists can improve on, I guess, in, like, I don't know, the spiritual climate of things?
100%. Not that there are more people that need healing more than others, but I think in contrast to other schools, as like a big population of art students, there's like a higher number of people who explore their sexuality or gender. And there's just so many people to reach in our school. And I think there's so many ways that we could reach them. Like, I really think, I've been so passionate about this recently. There's so much for us to do. There's so many people for us to reach.
Yes.
And they're right in front of us. There really is no excuse to not be sharing our faith in any context. Just missional living in general. Like, we've been talking so much about spiritual gifts and being in tune with that. But I think missional living is a calling to anybody, no matter what gifts we have. No matter if our gifts are, like, quieter or, like, less frontline, we are always called to live missionally in whatever form that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think just even taking, like, this doesn't only apply to, like, artists, but, like, everyone. Yes,
anyone. And I've seen, like a couple people exploring art and the gospel, sharing that, like, evangelically, sharing that visually. Someone we know is making it like a project to like share the gospel. And I think I've seen an alumni do like a gospel zine, which was pretty cool.
Gospel zine?
So like a zine is like, it's like a pretty general term, but it's like a flip through book. And so this one was like a comic about the gospel and like this character narrating what the gospel was. And I think that's like a very literal sense that could be passed like around. But I think other stories can be told that are less literal. Like the one I'm doing, that's like not as like, this is what the gospel is. It's a little less direct, where it's like, this is what Christian community is like, but like interpreted through children.
Wow, I really like that, actually. Gospel zine. I guess heading into the end of this episode, I wanted to ask about your feelings about graduating out of university and emerging into the work field. Yeah, and how you would like to continue pursuing ministry, but then also having art on the side. I guess, what are your feelings about that?
You know, actually, a lot of people who are already in ministry keep telling me that illustration and art is very useful, which I haven't exactly seen how. I'm sure I'll find out, but I think they will be interconnected. Every church needs graphics now that we're so digital too. But yeah, exploring my faith post-graduation has been pretty scary, because I know I've always had a calling, but now that I'm actually here, I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? Now I actually have to do it. Now that like school is pretty much finished, there's a bunch of unknowns about where I'm going in ministry specifically, and how that will be lived out. But it's exciting. I think definitely art will always be a part of, in the background, some sort of that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's coming to a close super soon, and it's like, now how do I get to doing the thing now?
Now that we've had our time learning and growing.
Yeah.
Now we're called to go out and do. And like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And like, in what opportunities does that look like? Through dance or art?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure. I haven't had anyone else.
Switching it back to you. Through this conversation and the past one, what have you been learning about other industries in relation to art and faith?
I think art can seem super like concentrated at first, but I think art isn't just like a specialized thing. I think it lives a lot in what we intake nowadays in social media. I know Kelly before was talking about like her doing like social media posts for ACF. And we both talked about like Instagram. And the majority of people, I would say, are on Instagram or like are on these platforms, and art is a part of our daily lives. And so is God. Not just in art, for sure, right? But I think prevalently, like, of course, you could see him through the arts. And so I think it's interesting to see and learn about your experiences of growing your passion and your liking to what you're pursuing, and how that is incorporated into your faith so far, which is obviously the hope. But I know, like, for me growing up, I was so like specialized in dance, like I was so narrow-minded, that I didn't really put the two together. They were just like two separate lives, or they felt like I was living two separate lives.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting to see how you guys as guests live through that and what your experiences are with that. Did you ever feel like your art was
separate?
Like a separate life? Or was it always like...
Yeah. Because I think school and art have been so like merged together in my mind too. Mm. Where like art at school and then fellowship and church are two different things. Mm-hmm. And like you engage in art on one end and then you go out and have the Christian side of life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I also think, like, turning it back to you, I feel like in the way that you live out your faith in art or any aspect is so cool. Like, I always see God in the way that you act. Guys, Lydia is so cool.
Whoa, whoa, literally. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, this podcast, this episode is about you.
Have we heard from you yet?
No.
I feel like you could have so much to say, too. Who's interviewing Lydia?
Oh.
That's the biggest question.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You guys don't need to hear about me.
No, but like even the fact that you're doing this podcast is so cool. I haven't done this with anybody else, but I think it's such an important topic among people like us.
Yeah. I think especially in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And seeing so many people in our community who are in the arts and who have something to say and who have grown in this field for a while, like, and who God has like led them to, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And God speaks so much to everybody in different ways.
Yes.
And so the way that we see him as creative students, visually or like through our art, is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like even the way that I'm like trying to speak through my book.
Yes.
God is speaking to me back through the book.
Yes.
Like, this is so cool.
Yes. And I think that's the whole, like, even though we create and people see the creation, like, it's the process itself of doing it teaches us so much and others involved. And then obviously like our audiences, which is all so interconnected. Yeah.
So to all the artists and all the creative people out there, explore your faith through your art. That's so cool.
Well, thank you so much for on this episode of Christian Emerging Creatives, Bethany. It was so awesome to have you here.
Thank you, Lydia.
Of course. And so now we have to say goodbye, but I'll see you guys in another episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.